Democrat Bernie Sanders is hoping for an upset victory today in the Indiana presidential primary to keep his campaign going, though polls show Hillary Clinton is slightly ahead. As his chances of winning the nomination shrank, his campaign is talking about shifting its focus to influence the party platform. Among the academics providing ideas to Sanders' Democratic Socialist positions are a group of economists from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. Hillary Clinton and other critics accuse Sanders of not thinking through some of his plans. But, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, the UMass scholars are refuting those claims.
Bernie Sanders is proposing to more than double the federal minimum wage, to provide free public higher education, and to offer single-payer health care for all Americans. Perhaps no economist has provided as optimistic an assessment of the economic impact of those proposals as UMass Amherst's Jerry Friedman has. He calculated that Sanders' policies would grow the economy at 5.3% a year over the next 10 years.
So would return the economy to the growth path that it was on before the Great Recession. And it would basically bring us to full employment, an unemployment rate of a shade under 4%. It would increase inflation somewhat, and it would dramatically reduce poverty, and it would dramatically reduce the gap between rich and poor.
Critics focused on Friedman's predictions of 5.3% growth a year. Friedman concedes that his calculations may not have factored in that as the economy comes close to producing at full capacity, the impact of Sanders' policies would diminish.
The multipliers would go down because we would start importing more, and I didn't explicitly model the foreign sector. Also, it's possible that my estimates of the effect of the minimum wage increase are too high, because that maybe more of that would go into prices and less into productivity growth than I'm figuring. So if you make those adjustments, maybe instead of 5% growth, you'd get 4% growth.
Sanders is proposing more than doubling the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour.
We must raise the minimum wage to a living wage, $15 an hour over the next several years.
Friedman predicts that would have vast repercussions.
Going to $15 would substantially raise wages for low-wage workers, and it would work way up to raise wages for about half of the American workforce.
5.3% growth. It is unrealistic.
Robert Polin, co-director of UMass Amherst's Political Economy Research Institute, came to his colleague's defense after critics pounced on Friedman's growth projections.
On the other hand, can Sanders deliver a healthy economy with solid growth and much more fairness in the economy, much more equality, higher wages, better health care, better education? All of the above, yes. And if the economy grows at 3%, the long-term historical trend, so what? That's fine. It doesn't have to grow at 5%. That's basically my position.
None of the UMass Amherst economists are officially advising Sanders. The economists officially advising him are James K. Galbraith at the University of Texas and Stephanie Kelton of the University of Missouri, Kansas City. But the UMass economists are providing Sanders policies with academic heft. Poland says last summer, Kelton asked him to help out with a campaign now and then. He put together a petition of more than 200 economists around the country in support of a $15 minimum wage.
You know, and it's not just us, obviously, but these ideas, I think, have met the test of serious research. People can disagree. I can't claim that I'm always right. But, you know, there is a solid foundation. And for Bernie Sanders to build off of that and to make it into a presidential program, of course, is wonderful. It's exciting.
Polin worked out the details of the financial transactions tax that Sanders is proposing. He calculates that it would more than pay for Sanders' plan to provide free public higher education.
We can generate $300 billion a year, assuming trading even falls by 50%. $300 billion a year. I mean, Sanders says that his free education program is going to cost $75 billion a year. So this would be four times that. It would pay for it four times over. So there'd be plenty left over to invest in green economy and infrastructure, which are his other main investment agendas.
Critics have calculated the tax would bring in only $52 billion a year. Poland counters that his critics predict a financial transactions tax would cause a much bigger decline in trading than is likely to happen. He wrote an article in The Nation recently defending Sanders' economic proposals. UMass Amherst is perhaps socialist central for economics in the United States. Sanders' adoption of many of the ideas of its economists is generating excitement there. Jerry Friedman says for the past 35 years, this country has been experimenting with the idea that the economy will always self-correct if the government stays out of it.
And I think this is an opportunity to start reversing that, starting with a new, better economic theory, which in this case often means just picking up some of the older ideas that go back to Adam Smith and John Maynard Keynes. And the Sanders campaign has given us an opportunity to talk about these better ideas. And I'm hoping that these better ideas will help guide a better politics. If not in this election, I'm still hopeful, but if not in this election, then going forward.
Beyond the increasingly elusive nomination, the UMass economists are hoping to get Sanders' ideas onto the party platform. Some are working on establishing a think tank that would provide policy ideas for the left in the same way the Center for American Progress does for Hillary Clinton, or the Heritage Foundation, the American Enterprise Institute, and the Cato Institute do for Republicans. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.